Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Welcome to Long-Term Care podcast. I am your host, Bilqis Ali. I am an RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Administration in Long-Term Care, and I am also the author of Welcome to Long-Term Care Books 1 and 2, the creator of the Welcome to Long-Term Care Companion Planner, and now we have live and online courses. Yes. Super excited about it. And I told you guys, this has pretty much been my mission for, you know, starting my own company, is trying to provide information for us nurses in order for us to be successful in long-term care. And what these courses are going to do, these courses are going to have you turning your facilities around and into the right direction. And like I always say, you'll hear me say over and over again, all of our residents deserve to have the best quality care as possible. And in order for us to do that, a lot of times we have to network. Networking is a useful way in order for us to communicate with one another. And, you know, some of us do things better than the others, and that is okay. Because if I have something that I can help you with, then I'm going to help you, and vice versa. So instead of us, you know, trying to look into this industry as competition, let us just work together to achieve the best outcomes for our facilities. And then when you start to be productive in your role and producing outcomes, that is when you become valuable. You know, I used to always hear, you know, administrators and, you know, corporate, they would just say everybody is replaceable. And so I made myself valuable. Okay, because it's hard to replace value. You might replace the position, but you're not going to get the same value that I provide, that I give to you, your company, my residents, my staff. And I, you know, thrive myself on that. You know, I'm passionate about patient care, so, you know, I consider myself a value. You know, adding value to a facility at, you know, being an asset rather than a liability. And I wanted to bring that up because, you know, often there's talks about, you know, we're not getting paid what we should be getting paid. And, you know, we have to produce outcomes in order to get that wage that we want. When we can start proving ourselves and producing outcomes, then we can become in demand and we can start setting the tone. We can start demanding our salaries, our, you know, vacations, our, you know, packages. All right. So again, I'm super excited about these courses. And, you know, this is definitely, you know, something that I've just been working on, and I'm very passionate about education. But the bottom line is I'm more passionate about patient care. So today's topic, a couple things we're going to be talking about. You know, so for one, we're talking about the survey. We're in a new year, and of course, everybody hasn't received their survey yet. Some people are behind. I've been talking to someone, and they haven't even had a survey since 2019. Can you imagine not having a survey since 2019? And I wonder, are they going to look back from 2019, or are they going to start fresh with 2020? You know, so, you know, that's my question when it comes to that, because that's a lot of room for them to review. And, you know, what will that look like from a 2567 standpoint? So if you haven't started doing any of your auditing and reviewing systems to set yourself up for a positive outcome with your survey, this is definitely the time to do it. You know, I'm all about being prepared. There's no such thing as a perfect facility. You know, even 5-star facilities have its issues. You know, they just have better systems in place in order for anything not to be widespread or patterned. They might have things that are just, you know, minor and isolated. So don't get discouraged when you see that there are a lot, you know, some 5-star facilities doing it well. You know, these facilities don't happen overnight. It comes from hard work, consistency, and following through on the process. And you can get there. You just have to start from somewhere and take baby steps. All right. Don't get so overwhelmed and consumed of trying to take on, you know, doing 5 systems at one time. It's not going to work. You need to be able to focus on 1 to 2 at a time, no more than 3. Okay. And then work from there. find out what the root cause is, do the education, initiate the PIP, bring it through your, you know, Q&A meeting, and, you know, follow through the process like that. And like I said over the videos, you know, we definitely want to make sure we are reviewing our previous surveys and making sure we are not going to be cited on the same areas. And this is how people don't understand, but these are how special focus facilities come about, when you're just constantly getting cited for the same areas of concern, all right? And you don't want to be on a special focus facility list. And, you know, some people don't even know that they are on the list, okay? That's how much out of touch, you know, some companies have with these facilities. All right, so I wanted to talk also about the role of the medical director. You know, that medical director plays a huge role. There's three licenses on that wall. There's your medical director, your nursing home administrator, and your DON. Collectively, all of you guys need to be on the same page as to the patient care for those residents. And I was reading an article, and I put it out on my social media, and it was talking about, you know, facilities having to now, you know, recuperate, right? Recover from this pandemic, right? There were a lot of loved ones that were lost. There were so many staff challenges, which then increased the amount of money that facilities had to pay for staffing and bonuses. So now we're like in the recovery phase, which is why there was so much talk about everybody getting these COVID vaccinations so we can try to alleviate and become some type of normalcy in order to function like we have been in the past. And that brought me to the, you know, the question of, this is a good time to start finding out your niche in your facility. What can you do that set yourself apart from other facilities? Because everyone are going to be fighting for these admissions. You know, everybody's going to be fighting for these admissions. So you need to ask yourself, what are you going to do as the leaders in order to set your side apart? Now, keep in mind, when I'm saying this, that does not mean that I want you to take any type of admission that you're not comfortable with from a clinical complex situation. Okay, you have a lot of, facilities that, you know, we get these clinical complex residents, and they're hard to manage. If you do go that route, of course, education is a major key factor in that. You have to make sure that your staff are able to take care of those residents. And remember, the off shifts, the weekends, those are where your strongest team members are going to have to be, because they don't have all the support system that they do during the day work hours. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Try to determine what your niche is and what are you going to do to set apart to try to get admissions, because at the end of the day, you know, bills have to be paid, and that's, you know, that's the reality of it. And so everybody has to play their part in order to, you know, pay the bills. And that means the bills come through admissions, it comes through your Medicare, it comes from case mix. So, you know, it's just looking at the big picture, and efforts to like to keep your facilities, making some revenue. All right. The last thing was the nursing home administrator planner is out. It is completed. It is beautiful. Yes, it's absolutely beautiful. And I'm actually going forward, we'll be utilizing this format for the new directors of nurses planner that will be coming out next year. I'm kind of deciding if I wanted to come out in August through July, or keep it, you know, January through December. So I'm kind of going back and forth between that, but it's a beautiful planner, and it has everything that, you know, the administrator would do. And keep in mind the role of the administrator, you know, they have to be like the gatekeeper. Of course, they are never the smartest person on the team, just as your DON. You really don't want to be the smartest person on the team, but you need to be able to lead and direct. That's why y'all are key people in these positions. And the people around you need to be up on their A game, because that's how you become successful. You become successful by the team that you are around and how they uplift one another. But that planner is out and is available, and I'm so grateful for that. And the courses are out, so we are heading in 2021 in the right direction. Yes, welcome to long-term care. is all about the long-term care. It's all about growth and development for us on how we're going to be successful and make it through these times by providing our residents the best possible care and being the excellent support for our staff. Okay, so if you have any questions or concerns, you know how to reach me. Also, tune into my YouTube channel. Definitely watch my videos, click like and comment, and also more importantly, subscribe to my YouTube channel, guys. That's where I will be posting a lot of more information on the long-term care. And, you know, like I said, the goal is to just put up as much information out there as possible to achieve the best outcome. The best outcome is the best care for our residents and keeping us survey ready. That is all I have for today. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to contact me at consultant@welcometolongtermcare.com. And I will talk to you guys next week. Stay safe. And as always, mask up.